Locals Only with John Bow.
Bringing you the best new Irish talent every week.
6 to 7 p.m. every Sunday evening.
Radio Nova.
Radio Nova, this is Locals Only. That's You Two and The Fly. A busy show lined up. We're going to be talking to Riot Tapes later on. Chris is here with the band. And we're also going to be chatting with Roisin Dwyer. She's got the Hot Press Band of the Week. But up first are the Statics, who were here with us once before. Isn't that right?
We were indeed, yeah.
Okay, we have Dara and Jacqueline here. How long ago were you here? Was it just over a year ago?
Or yeah, I think it was just over a year ago.
Was it for the last single, I think, we were in? Okay. So probably back in... maybe start of the year, maybe February.
What were you promoting at that time?
We were promoting a first single called Alone off the of our last EP. This new single that we have coming out now, Hidden Pigeon, is off the same EP. So this will be the last one we release off that.
And tell us about the music that you're doing at the moment. Is it a combined thing by everybody? Do you write the songs yourself, is it? Or
I suppose Liam, who would be the main songwriter in the band, would kind of bring in an idea to the band. He'd have a fairly good idea of where he wants to go. But then we'd all
chip in.
We'd all flesh it out somewhat. You know, I'm going to add some guitar parts. Jacqueline's going to have her own idea of how the drums should sound.
Yeah.
And we all kind of.
Where do you like to be? In the studio or up on stage, Jacqueline? Which is your favourite place?
That's
you having to think about that one, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I suppose like
most people say on stage.
Yeah, on stage, but ideally, you know, you'd love to be getting a lot more dollar to be going into the studio as well. But on stage, and especially even recently, like we've done a string of live gigs, and even you know this, we've a lot of kind of tour dates just outside of Dublin as well, and we were playing with the Hot Press Freezer Sessions there last Friday, and it was just like. The atmosphere.
It was so good.
Great.
People loving it. Really good reception from the crowd over there. So
yeah, it's nice days. We've been kind of getting into the swing of having that consistent kind of live dates and that. And it's been really going.
Are you full time at this now? Is this it, or are you holding down jobs?
We wish. Yeah. Ideally, that's the end game.
We're working on it.
You're aspiring to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, what are we going to hear? We're going to hear a song called Alone. Is that right?
Yeah. Indeed.
And this one is this on an EP or an album that people can get? Or
yeah, this is on the latest EP, Hidden Pigeon, which you can download from iTunes. So yeah,
go to the Statics.
Okay. On iTunes.
Radio Nova, That is Alone from the guys that are here with me in studio, the Statics. They were here with us not so long ago, maybe 18 months ago. Guys, what do you think of competitions for, you know, Battle of the Bands? Have you taken part in any of those type of things? Or?
We've done some before.
Oh, you have done
it? We have, like, really at the kind of the start when we were looking to get...
They're heartbreaking.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that's all right. That's,
you don't particularly favour them anyway, no?
Yeah,
not really.
The low level.
If you're looking for short time success, you can do something for you, but without building the full fan base, you're not going to get really too far with it. Like,
yeah.
We tried at the beginning, and then we were just like, do you know what? Just focus on songs, focus on the creative side of it, just promoting our own stuff, because you can get so sucked into them, and you.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You
want to be politically correct on the radio, but
I know,
a lot of them are not what they seem sometimes. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So you're a big fan of them anyway.
big fan.
All right. Well,
some of them are not so good, I suppose. You know what I mean?
You were saying you have a lot of gigs lined up. How is that going at the moment? And is there much coming up to Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, we got 3 gigs coming up within the next week. On Wednesday, we're down in Cork with MTV Crashes Cork. We're going to be playing, there's going to be 10 bands playing all around town each day.
MTV Crashes Cork.
So we're going to be playing on the Wednesday at 2:30 in the Electric Theatre in Cork. And
will that be showing on MTV itself?
It's going to be for 3 days, and it's Jesse Ware and that coming over on the evening after, so they'll be getting footage throughout. So yeah, it's 2:00, it's kind of more of an acoustic kind of cutback kind of set, and then on the Thursday then we're going down to Limerick. We're in Cobblestone Joe's. So we're headlining down there, so looking forward to that. And then the big one then is Dublin this Friday on Sweeney's. Doors are 8:30. It's the launch of Hidden Pigeon.
Right.
Really look forward to that. We've got Created by Comets as well that are coming up to support us. So that's, yeah, really looking forward to that. And we're going to be showing off some new material as well on the night, so...
We've got 3 or 4 new songs that we're going to be playing.
So yeah, we've changed up the set as well, so even for those who've been along already, like, there's new stuff there, so we're excited for that as well, to kind of get the feedback.
It'd be great to see if the thing is on MTV. Find out if they're actually going to show it, or they're just sponsoring it maybe.
No, they're defo. Why is it then
every time I turn on MTV, I have the UPC thing, the package, one of the packages, and it doesn't include all these Viva and the other music channels. It's okay, every time I skip through the channels.
Pregnant all the time, isn't it?
It's Teen Mom and Catfish. 24 hours of Catfish. That's not MTV. That's not what I remember.
It's good to see
MTV.
They're actually doing some sort of music. I think we were surprised when we got the email.
They kind of lost their way a little bit, haven't they?
If you're listening, thanks MTV.
Yeah, oh, you're great. But just stick to the music and kind of promoting the artists.
Maybe they're bringing it back to music television.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good to hear anyway. All right, we're going to hear another one from you. It's called...
Hidden Pigeon. This is the latest single off the debut EP, so you can download it from this Friday from Bandcamp and come along to the gig then at Sweeney's Doors at 8:30.
And what's Hidden Pigeon all about?
Who knows?
It's just a...
There's a brief mention of a pigeon within the song, I think. And Tomo asked at the end of...
It's cryptic.
At the end of the first time we played it, was there a hidden pigeon in there? I think that's...
Yeah, days kind of fade in and out. Isn't that right?
Racing pigeon just gone walkabout, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Okay, we'll have a listen to it. This is Hidden Pigeon from the Statics, Nova. Locals only. Radio Nova. This is Locals Only. That's the Statics and Hidden Pigeon. And the Hidden Pigeon EP is available now from iTunes. Okay, just before you head off, guys, that important gig that's coming up, tell us a bit about that.
The launch of the single, which is the title track of the EP, Hidden Pigeon, is on Friday. It's in Sweeney's on Dame Street, and it's going to be kicking off at about 8:30. I suppose all the details, you can go on to thestaticsofficial.com.
Okay.
So www.thestaticsofficial.com, and you can find everything there.
And Twitter and Facebook and all that.
It's all connected. All the links are on there.
You can follow us anywhere
online. Oh, fantastic. Okay, Jacqueline, Dara and Tomo, thanks for coming in, guys. The Statics.
Woo! Cheers. Thanks for having us.
And we're going to talk to Roisin Dwyer from Hot Press. She's next here on Nova.
Locals Only with John Bow.
Bringing you the best new Irish talent every week.
6 to 7 p.m. every Sunday evening.
Radio Nova.